Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking this week about being strong in the Lord and what it means to walk in victory in the daily battles in life that we face, the spiritual battles that we encounter. We've been using some illustrations from the Old Testament this week, and yesterday again I spoke using Joshua and how he clearly followed the instructions of the Lord and how obedience is required for us to be strong in the Lord and to have victory. First point we had and looked at was how that to have be strong in the Lord and to walk in victory, we need to communicate with God. Second thing that we talked about is obedience. We want to be strong in the Lord and have victory, we need to be obedient to the Word of God. One of the other things I wanted to mention yesterday, I ran out of time on, was that we cannot expect to walk in victory and be strong in the Lord when there is hidden sin in our lives. If you have an immoral sin that has never been repented of, maybe you have anger or bitterness or hatred or just unforgiving or pride or, I mean, we could go on and on. If there is unrepented sin in your life, folks, you are not going to have victory. You're not going to be strong in the Lord until you repent of that sin, get it out, confess it, repent of it, turn from it, renounce it, and walk in freedom from that. Then you can become strong in the Lord and walk in victory. Well, today I want to look at the third point here. To be strong in the Lord requires believing in Him. Now, maybe that sounds kind of strange, but if we're going to be strong in the Lord and walk in victory, it means having a living faith, a vibrant faith, and a trust in God. It's trusting in Him to fight for us. That is experiencing His grace and strength in a specific time of need. I'd like to use another illustration, this time from the second book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter 6. And notice what the king of Israel did here when he was faced with a dire situation. He was really in trouble. And we realize through this situation, I'm going to read it here in a moment, how that God helped him. And he was strong here because he trusted in God. Elisha was. I'd like to read this account here. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once or twice. In other words, this happened a number of times. Did you see what was happening here? The king of Syria was wanting to come against Israel here and encamp against them. And everywhere he would encamp, the prophet in Israel, who was Elisha, would tell the king of Israel, don't go over here because the Assyrian army's there. And so they'd stay away from there. And this happened a couple of times. Well, I'll read verse 11 here. I'll keep on going. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, "Will ye not show me which one of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And when it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan," therefore he sent thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city round about. when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And Elisha answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, that was his servant, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and of chariots of fire round about Elisha. Isn't that amazing? Here was the king of Assyria trying to figure out who of his men was spying or was telling the king of Israel all the things that he was doing. And he said, Come on, you men. Somebody's telling the king of Israel what we're doing. And his servant said, Oh, no. You don't realize that prophet Elisha over there, why, he knows what you're saying in your bedroom. And king of Assyria says, Well, let's go get him. Where is he? They said in Dothan. So he sends his army, and this whole army surrounds this whole city with chariots and horses, and I mean the whole army's there. So the next morning, Elisha's servant goes out, and here's the whole city is surrounded with his horses and chariots, his whole army. And he's frightened to the core. And he comes in, and I'm using my own words, he says, Elisha, come out here. Look at this. What are we going to do? And Elisha wasn't even afraid. He said, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. So he prays and says, God, open the eyes of my servant. God opened the eyes of his servant. He saw here God's army of chariots of fire and horses all the way around the mountains, around about them. Now I have a question for you. Was Elisha any different than you and me? Did he have some special connection to God? How could he be so fearless in the face of such an enemy? I mean, here was this whole Syrian army, and they had one person in mind. They were coming for Elisha. Did he know it? Well, I don't know. But his servant was frightened to the core. And Elisha wasn't. He trusted God. He believed in God. He had faith in God that God was going to see him through this situation. You read the rest of that chapter, you find out what happened there. 2 Kings chapter 6, but I'm not going to finish that chapter. Need to move on. But my point is this. To be strong in the Lord, just as Elisha was, requires faith in him. Trusting God. Fully persuaded that no matter what you face, no matter what I face, God can see us through. God will take us through it. That doesn't mean it's always going to come out the way we think it should, but God will see us through. Sometimes we ask God to be delivered from a sickness, ask for healing. Well, sometimes God heals us through death. Maybe not the way we were hoping it would turn out. But God is God, and he will see us through. To be strong in the Lord, folks, requires that we have faith in God, just like Elisha had. What faith he had. I mean, in the face of that whole Syrian army, he stood there as fearless as could be. That's amazing. But you and I can have that same strength and confidence with a vibrant faith in God. We could look at the account in Daniel, the third chapter, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How they faced a tremendous trial and God brought them through. How? Through their faith. They were strong in the Lord because they had faith in God. Maybe we'll pick up on that tomorrow. We're out of time here today. God bless you, and be strong in the Lord.